Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
In the 90s, New York detective Louis Scarcella locked up the worst criminals.
Putting bad guys away. There's no feeling like it.
Then jailhouse lawyers took aim, led by Derek Hamilton.
Scarcella took me to the precinct and lied.
20 men eventually walked free. Now, in the Burden podcast, after a decade of silence, Louis Scarcella finally tells his story, and so does Derek Hamilton. Listen to The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, Ukraine continues to fight. Election season is here again. And Z-Wave. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
Thank you for being here. Wow, take a seat. Let's do it. Take a seat. Let's get into it. We got this thing. You guys are a really great audience. I can tell already. You know how I know? It's because you chose to be in a room with me, knowing that I've just returned from a super spreader event in D.C. So that's love. I feel it. I hope it's love that I feel. We got a really great show for you tonight. From the hit Showtime talk show, Z-Way. Z-Way is joining us, everyone. Yep. It would be weird if it was someone else. Plus, the midterm elections are heating up, and so we're going to find out which politicians are morphing into Donald Trump. So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Okay. Let's kick things off with the latest news coming out of Ukraine. It has now been 10 weeks since Vladimir Putin decided to manspread in the worst way possible. And all over the world, everyone has been inspired and impressed by the fortitude of the Ukrainian people. I mean, I know I am. You know, if the Russian army came to my apartment and said, Trevor, this apartment belongs to Russia, I'd have just been like, okay, spasiba, da svidaniya, I'll sleep on the couch, fine. But Ukraine hasn't done that. No, they've not backed down. And over the weekend, the country got some moral support from the United States when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a small group of Democratic Congress people on a surprise visit to President Vladimir Zelensky in Kiev. Yeah. And when I say surprise, I mean it was a surprise to us. Yeah. Not like I hope it wasn't a surprise to Ukraine. You know, they've got enough going on without having to rush out at the last minute for a veggie platter. It's just like, Nancy's here. What does she eat? Get some hummus. Maybe also a kente cloth. She likes those. Meanwhile, many countries have condemned Russia since the invasion. But Israel, specifically, has had one thing that has particularly upset them. You see, before launching their war, Russia claimed the reason it was invading was to remove Ukraine's Nazi government from power. That's what they said. Yeah, and people were like, well, that's weird because Zelensky is literally Jewish. But okay, it was a weird accusation. Yeah, and so now, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, he tried to explain Russia's comments. And if he was trying to make things worse with Israel, well, mission accomplished.
Israel is summoning the Russian ambassador for talks after Russia's foreign minister claimed in an interview that it doesn't matter that the Ukrainian president is Jewish, since, quote, Hitler had Jewish blood and that the worst anti-Semites are Jews. Israel's foreign minister Yair Lapid said Lavrov's remarks are both an unforgivable and outrageous statement, as well as a terrible historical error, and that the lowest level of racism against Jews is to accuse Jews of anti-Semitism.
Did this guy say that Jews are the worst anti-Semites? You couldn't think of anyone else, everyone else above that? What? That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And I've heard ridiculous things. Yeah, I once heard someone say that Hawkeye should get his own spin-off movie. I'm sorry. No. No. I'm not watching archery for 3 hours. That's just the Olympics. That's an insane thought. What else does this guy believe? That the Johnson & Johnson is the cool vaccine? Who are you, man? And keep in mind, all of this is happening because Russia painted themselves into a corner. You see, what they did is, they claimed that their war was about denazifying Ukraine, and everyone could tell that that was bullshit. You know, they should have given an excuse that wasn't so easy to disprove. They should have said they were going in to defeat, like, Ukraine's ghosts. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, think about it. Then they could just declare victory and go home. They could just be like, all ghosts have been removed from spooky positions in Ukrainian government. It's a shame you cannot see how successful we are because, as I said, they are ghosts. Anyway, we win. War is over. Goodbye now. Goodbye. But let's move on to a story that's actually an update from something that we covered last week. And it takes place in England, the country holding on to the rest of the world's artifacts for safekeeping. Yes, because, I mean, if someone colonized you, then they would take all your stuff. At least with us, it's safe. Think about it. Now, last week, a British lawmaker was busted for watching pornography on his phone during a session of Parliament, right? This was a big deal. Yeah. Yes, because this is England, this is not France, right? It caused a huge uproar. And it was such a big uproar, in fact, that the MP resigned from his position and issued an apology and an explanation for why he was watching porn on the job. And apparently, he says he was actually looking for some equipment for his farm and things took a wrong turn.
Funnily enough, it was tractors that I was looking at. And so I did get into another website that had a sort of very similar name. And I watched it for a bit, which I shouldn't have done. But my crime, my biggest crime, is that on another occasion, I went in a second time.
Oh, man. Yeah, this guy says he was looking for a website for farmers and accidentally ended up on a sex site with a similar name. No, 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 I wanted cornhub.com. Oh, bother, oh, bother. No. You know, if I'm honest with you, it actually sounds like he's telling the truth, honestly. No, because, like, he incriminates himself there, you know? He says he tried to search for farm equipment, landed in a porn website, switched it off. But then he says, and later I was like, oh, maybe I should look for another tractor. I actually like that. Because in the beginning, I didn't buy this guy's excuse that he was just looking for tractors and farm equipment. And then I started Googling farm equipment. And people, you'd be shocked at how naughty farm equipment actually sounds. It could happen. Google could, like, throw you off. Yeah, farm stuff. They've got pipe layers. They've got spinner spreaders. They got backhoes. They got turf sprayers. They got double furrow plows. It all sounds obscene. Yeah, all I wanted was to start a farm to raise my giant cocks. And now you've ruined me. But you know what's amazing to me about this story is how politicians can lose their jobs for normal things that everyone does, right? Like watching porn or having an affair. But if they're busted for doing something that destroys other people's lives, then nothing happens. You know, people are like, hey, did you just make a deal with a corporation that allowed them to pollute our rivers and our lakes, which made a ton of people sick? Be like, yes, I did. Well, at least you weren't watching porn. Just try not to do it again. All right, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. And finally, this next story takes place in space, Earth's attic. For decades now, humans have been obsessed with trying to get to Mars. Why? Well, we just want to see what it's like, you know? It's not like there's anything wrong with Earth. We just want to see what's going on out there, you know? Yeah, it's the same way your dad is currently looking for apartments. The marriage is fine. He just needs a place to hang, you know? The important thing is that it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Anyway, the point is, humans are desperate to find out everything we can about Mars. You know, did it used to have water? Can it support life? Can it be gentrified? And now, thanks to NASA, We've discovered something amazing on the red planet.
NASA says its Ingenuity Mars helicopter recently discovered and surveyed the debris from the agency's Perseverance rover mission on Mars 1 year ago.
NASA photos show both the parachute that helped the rover land on Mars, as well as the cone-shaped back shell that protected it during its fiery descent toward the Martian surface on February 18th, 2021. NASA says being able to look at some of the components that enabled the rover to get safely to the Martian surface could provide valuable insights for future missions.
That's it? Wait, are you kidding me? That's NASA's big discovery on Mars is some garbage that they left there? Why are you announcing? What do you, like, I expect this shit from a five-year-old, not the greatest space agency in the world. Look, mommy, I found a poop in the toilet. That's your poop, you idiot. What? How is NASA proud that we left trash on Mars? Think about that, huh? If anything, we should be embarrassed. The first thing we do on another planet is litter? I mean, I guess it's good to set expectations early, but still, guys. Can you imagine what the Martians think of us right now? Sheila! Sheila! The two-legged freaks came back again and left more trash! I swear to Glorp, if they move here, we're going to Venus! Yeah, I don't care if it's further from your sister. At least it doesn't have these shaved monkeys showing up and leaving their shit on our lawn! I would love some tea. Thank you, honey. All right, that's it for the headlines. Before we go to a break, let's check in on the stock market with our finance expert, Michael Costa, everybody.
Yeah.
What's happening in the market today?
Well, you know, the market, I am crushing it. I am crushing the market.
So you say.
I got a hot tip for you, and I got a hot tip for all of you. But before we get into it, that story about Mars, I mean, you don't have to go to Mars to photograph trash. You know, New York City hasn't picked up trash in Brooklyn since 2020. If you want to see some out of this world trash, go to 34 Macon Street. That's where I live. Okay.
Give you a dress on TV, but carry on.
Yeah. Right. Let's actually one more other thing. That minister, the one who was watching porn.
Yeah.
That's not funny. You know that is appalling. It is disgusting. It is very unprofessional. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get to the stocks.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Now, typically, an expert investor like myself, I would say invest in the S&P, invest in the DGIA, or even an ETF like the VTI. But when things are this volatile, you need an alternative investment strategy. And that's why I like to promote the Monetary International Liquidated Fund, okay? And okay. If you need to know more about it, you just grab your computer, go somewhere safe, and type in MILF, okay? Now, lock the door. Experts like myself like to, you know, do your research, so to speak. If you want something a little more aggressive, maybe not as used, there's always the annuity net asset loan, okay? Just type in ANAL and look, sometimes it's gonna hurt, but you're gonna get out of your comfort zone and there's gonna be growth. Now, it's not just all ticker symbol recommendations from an expert like myself. I read a heartbreaking story recently of a young woman who ruined her father's inheritance. And we have to learn from these types of stories because it helps us to protect our money, to be smart with our finances. Grab your computer and just Google stepdaughter blows father's load. I think you'll take a lot away from it personally, but My hot tip.
Hot tip.
You know those privacy screens that we put on computers so people can't look at our computer screens?
Oh, yeah. You have them on your phone as well. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, we should buy those. Yeah, invest in those.
Invest in those. Michael Costa, everybody.
Yeah, you should buy those.
Thank you so much, Michael. All right, don't go away. Because when we come back, Republicans want to punch each other in Ohio, and Z-Way is still joining us on the show. Don't go away.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarsella.
Putting bad guys away. There's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarsella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the law was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case.
Scarsella.
We got to show that he's a corrupt cop.
They can go f*** themselves.
I'm Steve Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. America is once again getting ready for the midterms, the time of year when voters ask for a refund. But before you get to Election Day, you have to make it through the primaries, which is when the voters decide which candidates they really hate and which ones they only kind of hate. And tomorrow, there's a major primary happening in Ohio, which everyone is watching. Because you know what they say? As Ohio goes, so goes the nation. Yeah. So America better pray Ohio doesn't switch to natural deodorants because, yeah, that shit doesn't work. If you try, it's just a rock. Yeah, now I stink and my armpits hurt. Anyway, Ohio Republicans are battling it out for the right to represent the Buckeye State in the Senate. And when I say battling it out, I mean it because their debates have almost come to blows.
And a GOP Senate debate in Ohio almost getting violent when candidate Josh Mandel rose from his seat to get in the face of Mike Gibbons.
Two tours in Iraq. Don't tell me I haven't worked.
Back off, buddy. You're gonna die.
You back off.
Oh,
Mike.
Never. That'll happen.
Let's sit down.
Never.
Watch.
Yeah.
Watch.
We'll square it away
you're
with
the wrong dude.
No, no. You're dealing with the wrong guy. You watch what happens. You watch what happens.
Yeah! Kiss him! Kiss him on the lips! Oh, is that not what's happening? Sorry, I misread the situation. Seemed like there was a lot of sexual tension there. I'm sorry. Hey, man, look, I knew American politics were unpredictable, but I never thought the Republican Party would pick its leaders Wakanda style, you know? It's just like, it's the strength of the Black Panther. In fact, maybe that's something they should add to the debates, right? Because I was watching this and I was like, yeah, you could have like a section where the politicians get to duke it out. Yeah, it'll get more voters engaged in politics, and the candidates would be a lot more willing to compromise if they knew the other person could beat their ass, you know? Just be like, I'm never raising taxes on the rich. Okay, maybe a little bit. I see your point. Now, as it stands, the GOP race has five main candidates vying for the top spot. But there's one name everyone keeps talking about, J.D. Vance. He's a Yale graduate, a venture capitalist, and he became famous for writing the book turned horrible movie, Hillbilly Elegy. Right? Where he explained that white people become racist because they're poor. Yeah. That's why they say the N-word with a hard R, because they can't afford a vowel. But what makes J.D. Vance unique in this field of Republicans is all the trash that he's talked about their dear leader, Donald Jellyfish Trump.
I'm a never Trump guy. I never liked him.
In February of 2016, he wrote, Trump's actual policy proposals range from immoral to absurd. Mr. Trump is unfit for our nation's highest office. 3 months later, he wrote, Trump is cultural heroin. He makes some people feel better for a bit, but he cannot fix what ails them. And one day, they'll realize it.
A former roommate of Mr. Vance sharing his text messages from 2016, in which Mr. Vance reportedly told people how he thought that Donald Trump was going to be, quote, America's Hitler.
I can't stomach Trump. I think that he's noxious.
Wow, I think Trump's noxious. I can only imagine that when Trump heard that, he was probably like, what does noxious mean? J.D. Vance slammed Trump in every way possible. Every way possible. But in his defense, he did all of that before he realized that Trump was going to win. Because you see, now that Trump has the GOP in the palm of his tiny hands, J.D. Vance is now fully on board the Trump train. And I mean fully. And it's not just him. Basically, everyone in this race has spent the entire campaign trying to show that they were the Trumpiest.
Trump fought back, and so have I.
Trump and Gibbons are businessmen with a backbone. Trump saved our economy before. Gibbons knows how to do it again.
There are pretenders in the Senate race. Jean Timken is the real Trump conservative.
Josh Mandel, pro-God, pro-gun, pro-Trump.
Pro-God and pro-Trump. So he's saying those two are different things? Woo, this dude's candidacy is toast. But this is some serious devotion. I'm the real Trump conservative. I can save the economy just like Trump. I once shook Trump's hand and I haven't washed it since. My doctor said it's why I get sick so often. So yeah, basically, everyone spent this entire race trying to get the seal of approval from King Donald. Even the people who secretly don't think too highly of him, which we see time and time again, it's normal now, right? Whether it's J.D. Vance or Kevin McCarthy or countless other Republicans, the entire party right now is basically mean girls. They'll talk shit about Trump behind his back, but then to his face, it's all like, oh my God, Donald, you look so hot. Oh my God. I wish I had your fupa. Oh my God. And guess what? Guess what? In the end, after months of competing to see who could stick their nose the furthest up Trump's ass, the Trump endorsement went to none other than J.D. Vance. Although clearly Trump doesn't really care about these people as much as they care about him, because listen to what Trump says when he tries to promote J.D. Vance. This happened in a speech yesterday.
That's what they're waiting for. They're waiting for one race. You know, we've endorsed Dr. Oz. We've endorsed J.P., right? J.D. Mandel, and he's doing great. They're all doing good.
Yeah, that was weird. That was weird. You could see even the crowd was looking like, ah, man. They look like parents watching their kid bombing in a spelling bee. They're just like, ah, that's... those are your genes, yeah. Because you realize not only did Trump mess up J.D. Vance, right, which is a tongue twister, he also combined his name with another candidate, Josh Mandel, which is so shitty. I feel bad for J.D. Vance because now he's going to have to change his name. To J.P. J.D. Mandel. Yeah, because if you're a Republican, Trump is never wrong. At the GOP Starbucks, whatever name Trump calls, that's you. J.J. J.D. J.P. Mandel. Yeah, that's me. I'll take it. So that's the Republican Senate race in Ohio right now. And honestly, anything can happen. Anything. In fact, there's even a chance that all of these MAGA candidates, they could split the vote, and then Matt Dolan, the one candidate in the race who doesn't think Joe Biden stole the election with the help of aliens and zombie Osama bin Laden, he could actually squeeze out a win. And so for all the voters out there who don't really like any of these candidates, and you're in Ohio, remember that you can still write in the name of the true underdog in this race. JP, JD, JC, JG, J-Man Mandel. I'm rooting for you, buddy. All right, don't go away. After the break. He was going to join me on the show. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarcella.
Putting bad guys away. There's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarcella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case.
Scarcella.
We gotta show that he's a corrupt cop.
They can go f*** themselves.
I'm Steve Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is writer and comedian Ziwe. She's also here to talk about being the star of her second season of her hit Showtime series, Ziwe. Please welcome Ziwe! Welcome to the show, Ziwe.
Thank you for having me. I'm beyond excited to be here.
You're beyond excited.
Yes.
I am enthralled by everything that you're doing, genuinely, because, like, you have what has quickly become, like, people's favorite show on TV.
Wow.
Because, I mean, we just saw in that clip, you've created a show that is uniquely you in that you'll interview people, and it's, like, the most awkward interview of all time.
People would say that I don't make it awkward on purpose. I'm just a little strange.
Okay. But here's the thing. So I remember when you first started this. It was on YouTube originally,
yes.
Right? And then it really blew up on Instagram, like during the pandemic. I would watch people and they would talk to you on Instagram, like the biggest celebrities. They'd be like, oh, I'm going to let Ziwe interview me. And they looked like idiots sometimes. And then other times they just looked like they didn't know what was going on. And I was like, why do they, how do you get the people to keep talking to you?
Well, I celebrate icons and I enable icons to say iconic things.
Oh, I love that. Oh, man. So when people come to the show, do they know the vibe ahead of time?
Yes.
Okay.
The episodes are available for streaming.
But it seems like they don't expect it sometimes. Like, they feel, you know, like, we love it as the viewers.
Yeah.
And then we watch, like, your guests, and it seems like they've just been hit by, like, a 10-ton truck.
Yeah, I think, well, so I am very personable, and so I connect with them, and maybe that's surprising that I'm so kind and hospitable.
I also love that the show has, like, all these segments that you've created that have gone not just viral, but it's, like, into people's hearts. So, you know, we've got the guest segments where you interview people. You also have the music.
Yes.
Which, there's going to be an album at some point, yes? Yeah?
Yes, definitely. I identify as a pop star.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because I love, what was Don't Be Poor?
Stop Being Poor.
Yes. That's a bop.
Thank you. And are you guys living by Reaganomics today?
It's a very powerful song. It's like the lyrics don't match a feat, but it's like, it's a, yeah.
Yeah, I just think that trickle-down economics, it works. And I think if you look at yourself in the mirror and say, stop being poor, eventually it'll happen. And that's why I'm running for Congress.
It feels like this is the kind of show that you probably couldn't have made years and years ago. Like, it's so unique, it's so you, it's so specific, it's loved by people who know exactly what the show is about. Like, do you think you could have always done this? Has this always been, like, your brand of comedy?
So, can I have always done this? No, because this show pulls from, like, Real Housewives and Eric Andre and Colbert Report, so these things didn't exist 15 years ago.
Right.
But the brand of comedy is consistent. Again, this is my personality. It's a hyperbolic character, but there's a kernel in there.
This is you, like, deep down inside.
I mean, I, Z-Way, am kinder than the character Z-Way.
You are also supremely talented, not just as the character Z-Way, but as yourself. I mean, writing, like creating, performing, the whole, you have like a very specific vision for what you want. Some people don't get it at all. Like, I heard that your parents don't, they don't get what you do.
No, they have no understanding of what I do. Do your parents know what you do?
Well, my mom sort of, she goes like, I talk to people, I guess.
Yeah.
She sort of... But yeah, she gets it. I think she gets it a little bit more, you know what I mean?
My parents think that I just talk to Gayle King for a living. So, like, once a year, they see me on CBS This Morning, and they're like, wow, Gayle's great.
Are they proud of you, though? Like, because I know Nigerian parents are, like, very proud when their kids do any... Like, Nigerian parents are just like, you're crushing it, whatever you're doing. Mm. So are they proud of what you're doing?
They're definitely proud of what I'm doing, although they do wish that I was a doctor. But it's a little late.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Because Nigerian parents have that vibe, very much like, what are you doing on TV, huh?
Are you causing trouble? They literally are like, don't tell people your last name. We don't want people to know who we are.
Wow. Wow. So you have all these guests on the show. You have, like in that clip, for instance. So for people who don't understand the context, Chet Hanks.
Yes.
Tom Hanks' son.
Yes.
He like blew up again online because like, you know, he'll say things like in patois and then people were like, oh, you're appropriating Jamaican culture. And it was a really interesting story though because Jamaicans were like, we love this guy. He's doing it properly. He understands our culture. This is our vibe. And then people in America were like, this is disgusting. Don't do it. And Chet was like, I don't give a damn what anyone says. I don't care about you. But then you got him to come on your show. No, he doesn't like speak to anybody. How did you get him to come on?
Well, Chet and I went to college together. And so, yeah, fun fact. And so I tried to book him for my Instagram Live, and he did not want to do that. And then we had a guest drop out. We were texting. He was congratulating me for whatever. And I asked again, and he flew in 2 days later.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
You just were like, come in, Chet.
Yeah, yes. Brave. It's brave that I text Chet Hanks. Thank you. iCloud hacks. It was great. I mean, he asked if we could promote his fitness app, which we do on the show. So there's about 20 minutes of Chet in the next episode.
I like that.
Yeah, Chester Marlon Hanks. You gotta love him.
You also interviewed Charlemagne the God.
Yes.
Yes, Leonard. And
Leonard.
I mean, he's a controversial figure, like, you know, for some people, and others are like, oh, he's just doing his thing. Was that like a clash of the titans for you?
Was it a clash of the titans? No, I like to think that I'm embracing every single one of my guests, giving them a warm hug.
I like that you think that. And I like that they have this feeling, you know? Who do you think has been your favorite guest? Like, of season one, at least.
Guests are like children. You can't pick a favorite.
But you can.
You can. But like Fran Lebowitz is so different than Andrew Yang,
okay,
which is different than Phoebe Bridgers. They're different energies.
Yeah, but you can pick. Every parent knows. Every parent deep down inside knows. They say they don't.
You're
but they
an only
know.
Child. That's why you say that.
No. I've got two brothers, and my mom knows. I mean, it's like every parent knows. Every kid also assumes it's them, by the way.
Yeah.
But I think every parent knows.
But do they say?
Oh, okay. So you won't say, but you know. So don't say it. Just look at me, and I'll know. Just look at me and think of your favorites. Now I know. Yeah, I know. I can feel that. I know now. I know. The show's become a critical smash hit. You've turned portions of it into like a live performance as well. You've created something completely new, completely different. What do you plan to do for the future? Like, where's Z-Way gonna go from this? I mean, obviously you're gonna keep doing the show, hopefully.
Yes.
And then what do you wanna do?
The White House. The presidency.
Oh, like the actual... Oh, wow. All right, so then let's talk about it. So, Zira becomes president. What are some of your policies?
Stop being poor.
Yeah, okay. Powerful. Nobody has thought of that. I like that. No one has said that. I don't think there's any politician who's thought of that as a... It may work. Very powerful. Any other ideas to fix the country?
Get rich, myself.
Yes, okay, okay. All right. Anything in addition to that?
Bratz dolls for every human and American.
Wow. These are powerful, powerful policies that you're putting forward.
Thank you. I haven't thought about my platform, but you don't really need a platform anymore.
You just gotta be.
Famous.
Oh, man. All right, people, don't forget, new episodes of Z-Ware stream Fridays on Showtime. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarsella.
Putting bad guys away. There's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarsella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the law was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case.
Scarsella.
We gotta show that he's a corrupt cop.
They can go f*** themselves.
I'm Steve Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
Consider supporting Counseling for Kids, an organization founded with the goal of providing mental health services to children in Los Angeles County's foster care system. Counseling for Kids has grown to serve approximately 1,600 children per year with a large team of highly skilled licensed therapists providing assessments and weekly therapy to children and the youth. So, if you can support them in their work, then please donate at the link below. Until tomorrow, stay safe out there. And remember, if people think you're a piece of trash on Earth, just go to space. They'll love you.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
In the 90s, New York detective Louis Scarcella locked up the worst criminals.
Putting bad guys away, there's no feeling like it.
Then jailhouse lawyers took aim, led by Derek Hamilton.
Scarcella took me to the precinct and lied.
20 men eventually walked free. Now, in the Burden podcast, after a decade of silence, Louis Scarcella finally tells his story, and so does Derek Hamilton. Listen to The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.